Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends in public media across the region, bringing you the latest news of the area. I'm Carl Lingle, your host. It is the 10th of February, 2026, a Tuesday. Montana trails the nation in the number of workers getting college degrees or credentials that pay off. Laura Hatch with Big Sky Connection reports.
A new Lumina Foundation report shows nearly 41% of Montanans in the workforce have post-secondary degrees or credentials with long-term economic value. The national average is 43.6%. Those stats are from the Foundation's latest update, called A Stronger Nation. Jeff Stroll, who heads Georgetown University's Center on Education and the Workforce, says those numbers have gone up 7 to 8% over the last decade. He says that's projected to bring more than $14 trillion into the U.S. economy.
We have both the economic side of the house, which is really, you know, wages are linked with productivity, so it's really enhancing the strength and vitality of the economy and impacting people's well-being.
Lumina Foundation works to increase the number of people earning degrees or credentials that can lead to higher wages. Lumina has set a new goal that 75% of the U.S. labor force gets a post-high school credential of value by 2040. That includes a college degree, associate degree, or certification. To be of value, the foundation says it must lead to earnings at least 15% higher than those of a median high school graduate. I'm Laura Hatch, reporting.
Northern Cheyenne tribal leadership is reviewing planned exhibits at the Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument Visitor Center after a Washington Post article flagged language at the site as non-compliant with federal policy. The article, published in late January, details documents that follow the Trump administration's executive order to review, edit, or remove partisan ideology at national parks and monuments. That includes narratives about gender, race, colonialism, and the environment. Northern Cheyenne President Gene Small says last week, following the media coverage, the tribe voted to oppose any unapproved removals or edits at the Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument's existing installments.
You're talking about something close to home for us, and that's why the response was what it was.
In an email after the tribe announced its vote, Little Bighorn Battlefield staff said the language referred to in media is about the draft exhibits at the Little Bighorn Visitor Center under construction, not existing installments already on site. That includes edits to language around boarding schools, removing the phrase broken promises, and other edits, like swapping Western encroachment for Western expansion. Once completed, the exhibits at the new visitor center will tell the story of the battle. The tribe says they were previously unaware of these changes and were under the impression that their most recent tribal consultation on the exhibits there was final. The tribe says they're opposed and are currently reviewing the material shared with them for a more formal response. YPR requested an interview with Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument staff, which was declined. Last Wednesday, Montana head football coach Bobby Houck announced he was retiring as the Grizzlies' head man. Monday, it was announced he has a new job. He is headed to Champaign, Illinois, as University of Illinois' defensive coordinator, Illini head coach Brett Bielema announced Monday. Bielema said, since meeting Houck early in his own head coaching career, I have tremendous respect for who he is, what he stands for, and the program he built. Houck replaces Aaron Henry, who left the Illini for a job at Notre Dame. Houck's contract and start is pending approval by the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. Zoo Montana has been nominated for two categories in USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. Fans and supporters of the Billings Zoo have until March 9th to vote once a day in the Best Zoo and Best Zoo Membership categories, reports Zoo Montana in a Monday news release. The USA Today 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards highlight top attractions and businesses chosen by the newspaper's editors and a panel of subject matter experts. Nominees are ranked by the number of votes received. The 2026 winners will be announced on March 18th. Zoo Montana is up against some large zoos like the Smithsonian's National Zoo and the San Diego Zoo. Zoo Montana is the state's only zoological and botanical park and has been nominated multiple times in recent years and received a number 10 ranking in the Best Zoo category in 2004. Votes can be cast at 10best.usatoday.com. Handle with care. That's the message from Jackson, Wyoming's own gold medalist, Breezy Johnson, at the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics, after she and other athletes found their medals broke within hours. Olympic organizers are investigating with maximum attention after a spate of medals falling off their ribbons during celebrations on the opening weekend of the Games. Johnson is advising athletes not to jump while wearing their medals. U.S. figure skater Elisa Liu says her gold medal don't need the ribbon. Johnson, the Teton County native, was the sixth racer down the women's downhill course on Sunday, reaching speeds of over 70 miles an hour as she crossed the finish line in just over 1 minute 36 seconds. Her performance earned her a spot with U.S. team member Michaela Schifrin in the team combined event early this morning. It mixes downhill and slalom runs. The pair won a world championship in the event last year. Johnson is also set to race in the Super G on Thursday. Perennial football championship subdivision powerhouse North Dakota State University has been invited to join the FBS Mountain West Conference as a football-only member. YPR's Kay Erickson reports they will join the nine other Mountain West teams starting this July.
North Dakota State has had an impact on the FCS since they moved up to Division I football back in 2004. The Bison have won 10 FCS championships since 2012. They boast a 198-22 record since 2007 and a 9-5 record against FBS football programs. North Dakota State Athletics announced in a Monday news release that they'll play a full 8-game conference schedule and 4 non-conference games this season. The Bison will not be eligible for a conference title game or the college football playoffs until the 2028 season. ESPN is reporting NDSU will pay about $12 million to join the conference and $5 million to NCAA to switch from FCS to FBS. The university also announced additional fundraising to add 22 scholarships for football. The school announced some things will remain the same for this season. Season ticket prices will not go up. There will be no immediate changes for student tickets or seating areas at the games. And with no capacity or attendance requirements for FBS football, the Fargo Dome will host FBS games this season. In Billings, I'm Kay Erickson.
The Missoula City Council last week approved sweeping new rules for residential development within Missoula. Montana Public Radio's Austin Amestoy reports the changes focus on growing Missoula from the inside out.
After more than 3 years, the journey to reshape Missoula's zoning policies came to a unanimous end. The major overhaul will allow developers to build more and larger apartment complexes and loosen rules for how many housing units can sit on a single plot, among other changes. Councilmember Jennifer Savage said Missoula has grown a lot in recent years, and a handful of neighborhoods have borne the brunt of that growth.
And I hope that this code will make it so that every neighborhood can do their part, and every neighborhood can welcome new neighbors. Every neighborhood can have more density.
Montana's largest communities are all changing their own land use plans to align with new state laws that require denser residential development. Missoula's land use plan passed in late 2024, and the city started work to change its zoning rules. Residents and council staff engaged in long debates over how to keep Missoula's character intact while allowing as much new affordable housing as possible. The plan predicts the city will need as many as 27,000 new homes by 2045 to meet the demand. Council members said the new zoning code sets Missoula on a path to achieving that goal, though they noted there's still room to revise the rules in the future. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.
That's The Worm for this Tuesday. Catch up with us tomorrow morning. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal Art Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.